Welcome to Knowledge Cast. We're coming to you kind of live from KM World 2022. I've got Yona Levinson here. Yona is an all-around taxonomy and ontology guru, consultant, professor, world traveler, savior of humanity. Yona, welcome. What do you think of the conference so far?
First of all, thank you for that wonderful intro, and it's great to be back in person and see people like yourselves and your company and others that we have not seen in person in, it feels like, a very long time. And the whole networking aspect of, like, what are you up to and all that, it's really just fantastic.
There is a sense of homecoming around it, isn't there? I mean, we have been with the conference for 10 years now, and I've been coming for longer than that, and I missed it. It feels great to see a lot of old faces, and by that I mean people I know, not literally old, although there's a few of those too. So what have you found at the conference so far, beyond just that aspect of seeing those wonderful people that you've missed and getting to network? What are the themes? What are you excited about?
What I'm seeing that I find really interesting is there's certainly a lot more AI and other kinds of search that's going on out there. And as like a metadata and taxonomy strategist, I'm trying to figure out where do some of all these other pieces fit in. And then again, it complements companies like yours that are going to work with everybody to make sure that your clients have the right solutions. And so I just find that really interesting. There's a couple companies here that are also working on just general searches without taxonomies. Mm-hmm. So where does that take us in this world, and how do they complement each other and then tie into the other systems when there aren't words?
I've been surprised by that. There's a couple black box search tools here, and I sort of thought we were done with that. What do you think?
I think that particularly with COVID, that companies really recognize that they need to do and continue to need to do something else with their assets. And for those that have very large numbers of legacy assets or older assets that were really never tagged properly, I think that some of these kinds of companies that do this more like an AI visual search that maybe can kind of create these collections on the fly, I think that there's a place to help organize that data.
So you are a taxonomist by trade, and if I'm hearing you right, you're saying search can work without taxonomy.
Yes.
All right, tell me more.
There are many themes in this conference, right? You have taxonomy boot camp, which is near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
And then there is also enterprise search and discovery. And when I'm teaching, I teach metadata at the Rutgers Dam certificate program. And I also go into detail more about the discovery piece. It's not always about the taxonomy. You have to have enough hooks. And the question is, how do you get to those hooks? Are they words? Or if something can recognize that this is a refrigerator, is that good enough for starters? Because it's unlikely that a human is going to sit there and say, this picture has a refrigerator and a coffee machine, and there's a cell phone on the counter, and is the coffee machine a Keurig, or is it, you know, Mr. Coffee, where you put a filter in? All that kind of stuff, I think, has value from an enrichment standpoint.
Yeah. So it might not be perfect. It might not be the flawless tagging or weighting, but it's going to be better than what the organization has now. And if the price is right and the cost of adoption is low enough, fine. Give it a shot, right?
Sure.
So you mentioned that you're seeing this kind of theme of machine learning and artificial intelligence, and let's throw the word ontologies in there. You're a taxonomist by trade, as I said. How are you seeing the leap from taxonomy to ontology?
And I think that gets back into the AI space of what are all these things that are related. And for those who may not know what an ontology is, the way I like to explain it in the very short run is the 6 degrees of separation. And I use Kevin Bacon as my model.
Of course, because I use Kevin Bacon as the model for everything in life. So that's fine.
There you go. So a brother, a father, a husband, an actor, musician, all those different things. And then who are all the people that played with him or did whatever in all of these different, you know, roles or personas, but they're really roles because he's a live person. How do those all relate to each other? So again, that's where I think these different complementary things are out there. A while ago, there were companies that were selling taxonomies. I don't know if they're still doing that. I haven't seen them at any conferences.
Yeah.
So
no,
I wonder
they're still
a little
around.
Bit about that.
They're still around.
Interesting.
Yes. So I like your definition that Kevin Bacon is an ontology or is a great model of one. What I love to talk about is what you can do with an ontology, right? And the simplest way of putting it is that you can basically traverse all of an organization's stuff. You can find a piece of information that's valuable to you. You can find the author of that. You can find related topical materials to that. You can find materials that have a similar format or a similar purpose, similar derivation. The list goes on. But what's really exciting about it to me is exactly what you described. It's not just that one-way link. It's a jump, 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 the 6 degrees of separation in order to really discover everything that an organization potentially has to offer you.
Right. And again, it's not always a linear jump. Mm-hmm. They can be back and forth and then over to other people. So, you know, that he's acted with his wife and they have children together. And then she has maybe, I don't even know if she sings with the band, but, you know, all these other relationships in there. And if you think about an asset, like, I know we often default back to photos, but, you know, was a photo used in a print piece? Was it also used in some kind of moving image or video? Did it appear on the digital ad that you can see on your cell phone, as well as this thing called a television, and all those different ways that content can be presented. So you want to be able to track it and follow it all the way through and see what's really used, because people want to keep those images fresh and they don't want them overused. So how do you track all the different places it's being used?
There you go. I was not expecting to be talking about Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon's wife here. I've had a crush on her since 1992. So thank you for putting that beautiful face into my mind. I appreciate it.
He's got a big smile, guys.
Yes. So now I'm flustered. Let's go back to the conference. What are you excited to see over the next couple of days? Or what are you excited to learn about or talk about?
Goodness, there's so much that's out there. Again, I do like a lot on the search and discovery. I'm also interested in seeing what the vendors have out there and different ways. There's certainly a lot here on knowledge management and, again, how to look at knowledge from a different perspective. I thought Dave Snowden's keynote this morning was just fantastic about all the different ways to look at things and different labels to apply.
Now, you've been teaching at Rutgers for several years now, right?
Yeah, the program's in its fourth year, and we created it 5 years ago.
Wonderful. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that? I know a lot of people both listen to the Knowledge Cast in order to develop their skills in the field, as well as come to KM World in order to progress. So I'm sure they'd be interested in learning a little bit more about the program.
Sure. So through the SCI, the School of Communications and Information, there is a digital asset management professional development program. And I'm one of the creators of the program. I also teach metadata and integration. If you take 6 courses, you get a basic certificate, and then you can take 3 more and you get advanced. We're up to 11 different offerings, and they're 4 weeks long each, asynchronous. So you do it on your own time. We also bring in subject matter experts. So this way you have live experience and get to meet your classmates. But the real value in this program is that many of us who might be older than 32, we came up and we learned digital asset management on the fly because it's up and coming. And I've reached a point in my career, and many of us who teach in the program, that we really want to share that knowledge. And you don't have to go through all the, in some cases, pain and mistakes, sometimes which can be costly to a company. You don't have to make those, because we're going to give you foundational information, critical thinking on how you can implement your DAM or whatever. In addition, for those that are looking for career changes, because we're getting a number of people who have library science or other kinds of master's information degrees, the last activity, the fourth activity in each class, if you use the same use case all the way through, you can create a portfolio piece. So when you're looking, you can say, hey, look, here's my DAM implementation plan from all different aspects.
Plus, it's really fun to get to say, look at my DAM implementation plan. It's so damn exciting.
It is damn exciting.
Wonderful. So if you've got one wish list for the conference chairs for next year, what's that one thing that you want to hear about more or see about more?
I am a big standards geek. I have worked on many different standards in multiple industries, from publishing to media and entertainment. I started a language metadata table standard for consistent codes. So it's really more, how do standards interact with knowledge, and how can they streamline and complement? And do we need more of them?
Are you speaking specifically to taxonomy or more broadly to KM as a field?
I think KM as a field, but the other thing is that there are a lot of standards out there that don't have taxonomies. I mean, they like Dublin Core, which has an initial set, but in order to ensure consistency, I think if you can come up with taxonomies to say, you know, this is what the type is of the file, et cetera, it can really help an organization.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yona, thanks for swinging by the lounge. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Here we are, coming to you from KM World again, 2022. I've got Daniel Cantor from ASML here. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Hey, hi there, Zach. No problem.
So, Daniel, how have you found the show so far?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think there's been a lot of useful talks, a lot of really knowledgeable people here. It's really nice to hear them talking about their subjects.
Nice. I'm going to put you on the spot. Favorite talk or favorite topic so far?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. I think the keynote this morning was pretty good, the way they were discussing the connections between data science, information science, and knowledge management.
Nice.
I'm still wondering whether that distinction is even relevant, but it's really nice to see the way that the three worlds are starting to join and come together, yeah. And that knowledge management is becoming more all-encompassing in that sense.
I feel like this is the classic conversation extended, you know, from my entire career, right? Is it information management or knowledge management or content management? And now it's the same, right? AI, ML, KM, if you're doing it right, you're doing kind of all of it linked together in the right way. That's my take, at least. What do you wish you were hearing about or learning about that doesn't seem to be here or you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year it seems really technology focused. Mm-hmm. There's a big focus on search, AI, finding content. I'm kind of missing the people part. Knowledge is in people. So it'd be nice to hear more about how do you motivate your people and how do you change cultures and behaviors and these kind of things.
It's interesting because years past, there's been a really great representation of those people, process, culture kind of talks, change management, OD. I'm not seeing a lot of that either. And I wonder if that's just a sign of the changing times and what's hot today, or whether it's just a kind of an anomalous 1 year where those folks didn't submit to talk or weren't in the mood for it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's difficult to know. I mean, where we're at as a company, we're focused on the people. So the people is the most important and the technology is secondary. But of course, with the enormous leaps in technology at the moment with AI and all those kind of things, then I can kind of understand that people want to showcase this big change that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting stuff, but you can't do KM without the people. So probably want to bring that bit back a little bit more. That's good
for
feedback.
Sure. For sure.
So tell us a little bit about what you're working on at ASML and what you're hoping to bring back there. I mean, obviously you just mentioned maybe you would have liked to have heard a little bit more on the people side, but what are those key nuggets that you're going to pick up from here and bring back to ASML?
I think basically that it's time to take a step up in our technology. I think that's one of the key takeaways, and that we need to really start thinking much more about how we apply all the different kind of clever AI stuff that we have to really benefit knowledge management a little bit more. And I think one of the things that I notice is that knowledge management now is really embedded in all the different areas of the organization. And we have learning and knowledge management together. And I think you're starting to see that really nice way of approaching the whole topic to kind of start bringing it all together for the organization.
Excellent. One of the past themes of KM World was actually that. It was about how learning and knowledge management were coming together. And that's what I'd love to see come back and resurface because, boy, when you put those two things together, some wonderful things happen for team members and for organizations as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey everybody, it's Zach Wall here, again coming from KM World, and I've got Sarah Jacobson from Minter Ellison with me. Sarah, thanks for coming around.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think of the conference so far?
Oh, look, it's been really interesting. It's my first KM World. I've met lots of interesting people. The networking's been amazing, and yeah, I've learned a lot, particularly in relation to taxonomy.
Excellent. Taxonomy's super fun. Before we get into that, why your first? Have you recently taken on the KM role, or is this just the first time that you had the opportunity to come?
I've been with Minter Ellison for just under 2 years, and yeah, I'm the Director of Knowledge, and it's a first-time knowledge role for me.
Excellent. So are taxonomies a new topic, or are you just finding that those are the sessions that you've gravitated towards here?
I think it's just I attended more of those on Taxonomy Bootcamp on the first day because I was also presenting. But taxonomy is relatively new, so it's something I've sort of had to come up to speed with in the last couple of years because of some of the projects that we've been doing.
Excellent. What'd you present on here?
On Monday, I presented on reimagining metadata through a digital transformation. Talking about a project that we're rolling out for a new precedent and knowledge repository where we've had to dig very deep into the world of metadata and taxonomy. And today I presented on next-gen KM, so inclusive knowledge transfer and sharing. So how do we upskill our juniors in the new world? So the Gen Ys with their preferences for knowledge and learning being a bit different to some of our older generations.
That's pretty cool, Sarah. I mean, those are two very different topics. So first of all, very impressive. But how have you developed your own expertise that spans metadata and technology as well as inclusive KM and knowledge sharing? I mean, that's real talent.
Yeah, thank you. I've been upskilled a little bit by some of the SharePoint developers that I have in my team who have experience in metadata. But to be honest, I've just read a lot of articles. So I just sort of dug deep. And one of the teams that I manage is a legal and business research team. So yeah. I've had them busy digging out articles on all these topics to upskill. And I also follow KM World and APQC. And I'm looking forward to getting into some enterprise knowledge podcast sessions that I've just signed up to.
That's right. We are paying Sarah for that free advertising. So there it is. So what's missing from KM World? What do you wish was here? What do you wish people were talking about or learning about that you haven't seen?
I think that it would be good to see some sessions sort of more dedicated to change. Mm-hmm. People have sort of touched on change management and the challenges, but no one's really sort of done some really diving into that. I think probably more the human side. Like, I think there's been a lot of sessions around knowledge graphs and some of the more sort of IT related areas, but I'd like to see more of the sort of the human side of KM, if you like.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's a running theme in people that we've spoken with, but it's also a real variance from past years. In past years, it's been very people, process, culture. So it's interesting to see that tech and knowledge graphs are really hitting this year pretty hard.
Yeah, and you can see from the exhibitors, like, there's a lot around search.
Yeah.
It's very heavy in search, and that's obviously, people are discovering enterprise search for their organizations. I mean, we're one of them who are rolling out an enterprise search product. So I think people are having to delve into that world and understanding the challenges of it.
This for me is a very what's old is new again. I mean, enterprise search was super hot like 15 years ago and then again like 8 years ago. And I feel like we're ready for another cycle. These black box search vendors are showing up. I'm like, really? Again, it's happening? Where are you in the process of search?
So we've just rolled out a platform called Insight where we're plugging in SharePoint. So it's attached to our document management system. We've plugged in SharePoint and we're also plugging in some sort of third-party legal commentary platforms.
Cool.
So like Practical Law, which is a Thomson Reuters product. So yeah, so relatively early, but you know, SharePoint Intranet we introduced late last year and we're sort of still building that out and working on the search functionality within that as well.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we need to have you as a full guest on KnowledgeCast, so we would love to have you on if you'd be willing.
I'd happy to come along.
Good deal. Thanks, Sarah.